So I kind of really need to think things through. So,
hi Cornelius, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, and you know, I definitely understand from her notes that you had a bad experience with Angie. Believe me, you're not the first person. I've been doing this for a very long time. I mean, it is it's Home Advisor powered by Angie, but it's really Angie powered by Home Advisor. You go back 5 years or more, up to 11 years, it was Home Advisor. You go back farther than that, it was Service Magic. It's the same company. They change ownership, they change their name, but they do not change their business model, which is to capture leads and then sell and resell the same lead to business owners, so, and their competition. So, you know, it doesn't usually work out for most small businesses, and I'm sorry you had a similar experience as to what I've heard so many times. This is completely different than that. I don't want you to lose the opportunity simply because of a bad experience with Angie. This is so different in every way. I know with Angie, you pay for a lead. It goes to your competitors. With this, you get phone calls, calls directly to you from someone who will have seen a website that will build for you. They don't need to know the name of your company, but if they're in your service area, and Tara was specific about that, they'll call you directly. I think the hardest part of Angie is getting a quality lead, getting someone on the phone. But with this, you get calls directly to you, and you do believe that, that being on the first page of Google would get you more calls and more jobs, right?
Yeah, I believe that. That's why I was planning on doing my own search engine, and I was planning on just passing out business cards. So that's my next step. I'm just really getting into just trying to do this because basically I mean, to be real, I really don't want a company eating at my pockets either. So I think it's probably just best for me to start from the base of it and work myself up. And then if I need a third party to get business, I probably have some collateral to fall onto just to go ahead and make sure that I can afford to pay y'all. You know what I mean?
I can appreciate that concern. It is my job as a pricing director to make our services affordable. We're not trying to be eaten out of your pocket. In fact, we'd be investing in your company by including a free website, creating content
right.
that would get you on that first page, and reducing the cost of our service below what it costs us to create for you in the first month. We'd have to earn your business for 4 months for us to break even when we reduce the cost to $249 a month. There's $100 of Facebook ads that we'll pay out of that. So we're really not getting much at all in the way of covering our costs. Like I said, it only makes sense for us financially after the first 4 months. So that means we have to be sending you jobs for 4 months, and you have to be using the service long enough for us to turn a profit at all. So we're really investing in your success, especially with your bad experience. I would even waive your setup fee. There's normally a setup fee, helps us up offset a little bit of what we spend in the very beginning. So I'd really be kind of going out on a limb here just to invest in you, just to do right by your company. Can't wear a black eye for what happened with Angie, but at least with this, it would, you know, take that bad taste out of your mouth here, because I know that this is something that's going to benefit you. Of course, you can work to get verified on Google, and that's great if someone already knows your business name. If they're looking for you in particular and typing in Black Knight, HVAC, and appliance, then they'll find that listing. If they don't know your business name, they'll never even know that you have a listing on Google, because it won't be on the first page. And that's where most people go. They start and stop their search on that first page. Like I said, it's $249 with a website included and $100 of Facebook ads, first page placement on Google and Bing, a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. It's really designed to get your name out there for people in your service area, anywhere in your service area to find you and call you. So, I mean, you can hand out business cards all you like. I get business cards stuck in my windshield or left on my doorstep. They just go straight in the garbage because I probably don't need that service. And even if I do, I might not be willing to spend the money at that particular moment. And especially
right.
being that I can always find whatever it is I'm looking for in the exact moment that I have the resources and the need to pay for it, then I'm going to Google it. And I'm going to find someone providing that service, and then I'm going to call that person. So, you know, I do know that a lot of people spend money and time on business cards. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, it was a maid service. Instead of a putting her door knocker on my doorstep or hang it from my doorknob, as most people will, it was trash day. Trash had already been picked up, but my trash can was still out there. he or she just put it on the handle of my trash can. I don't know if they're doing it themselves, hiring a local kid or even making their kid do it, but it was convenient for me because it was going in the garbage anyway. You know, I mean, that's just a waste of their money, a waste of their time. But this is not advertising. This is, like, I don't want to say shooting fish in a barrel, but you're marketing your company in the exact spot at the exact moment that someone who needs your services is looking for someone to call. You'll get calls. You won't be the only company on the first page, but being on that first page guarantees you will get phone calls and jobs from this service. So, I mean, it's designed for one or two jobs to offset the cost of the service. You might do 15 jobs a month or more. So it's going to be profitable for you, especially at $249. That's a fixed rate. It will never go up on you. It's just designed to make it affordable. Like I said, the website is included. I mean, I understand that you had a bad experience, and I understand that your advertising dollars are not growing on a tree in the backyard, but this is a decision that would help your company moving forward from that. So it is something that we're looking to fill today. Is that something you would want for your business?
I got to think it over. Just let me think it over. Because right now I'm already at work and I'm trying to go ahead and get my company, I mean, not my company, but my job.
Right.
Money, you know,
no, I understand that. I understand you work that job too. Let me get an email address from you, Cornelius, and I'll send something out to you. That way you can take a look at that when you got a little bit more time.
Okay. My email address is Cornelius, Cornelius, Black, Black, 51@gmail.com.
And is that your first name, last name, 51?
Yes, sir.
And that's Cornelius Black, 51@gmail.com.
Yes.
Mr. Black, I appreciate you. Cornelius, real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully we'll talk soon. I'll get an email out to you. I'll try to follow up with you before the end of the week, give you enough time to take a look at that, okay?
And your name again is?
My name is Paul. My contact information, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my contact information will be on the email that I send out to you. You can call me directly, my toll-free, my extension, or even just respond to the email itself. I definitely would be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Cornelius. Mr. Black, you take care, sir. You have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too. All take right, care. Right. Bye now.